Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. I'm losing patience on a regular basis lately when it comes to being with Rebel Harmony and dealing with all of her frustrations and meltdowns. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. I know that slowing down my reactions is always positive, and yet I can't do it. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. I got some difficult news about my teaching situation. That next year most likely will be on Zoom the whole year, starting in mid-August, going through next June of 2021, a year from now. And it was really hard for me to take, because it feels like forever, June of 2021. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. And yet, I have a job. We have safety. We have food. We have family that supports us. We have friends. But it's easy to feel alone right now. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Two of our parent family friends with toddlers are moving. One is just moved, only 20 minutes away. We'll still see them regularly, I think. The other one's moving to New Jersey, back home, in a couple months. That's also hard. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. When your almost 3-year-old is depending on you all day long and clinging to you and insisting on needing this and needing that and bossing you around and never feeling satisfied, there's multiple levels of frustration. And the first level is, why can't she be happy in the moment with whatever we're doing and whatever I'm trying to do to make her happy or make her comfortable? The second level is, when is this going to end? And you don't know. You don't have a date where preschool is going to start up again, or things are going to be some kind of normal again, or the trains will be open again so she can ride her steam train or go to the carousel or go to the beach. Or go anywhere, really. The playground would even be wonderful. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. But those aren't options right now, and we don't know when they will be. And to get news about teaching from home on Zoom for the next year was hard to receive, hard for me to take in. Breathe in, hold, Breathe out. But then you think about the people whose lives are in danger, who have no savings, who just lost their jobs, who have no health care. And it's no surprise at all that we're finally seeing mass protests in this way. And it's not all about racism. A lot of it is about racism, and it's also about being neglected. Our system has neglected so many people for so long. And now we're all stuck inside. And then these videos making it so visible and obvious how neglected and oppressed so many people are. The value of a life, how conditional that is in our society. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. I'm sending love out to you wherever you are. I'm sending patience out to you wherever you are.
Daddy.
Yes, Baba.
Daddy, talking.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy,
until next time, keep breathing. Thank you. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Life continues to upend, never-ending upending. We live upside down, inside out. Food on the table, plumbing, refrigeration, dogs, food, games, toddler. Shenanigans. We live through it all. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Protests, riots. Gatherings. We should all be angry, but some of us are too afraid to be angry. Some of us think everything is fine. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. We are not aware of most of life, most of the reality of how people live, people that we don't know, people that we don't talk to every day. Now we live inside, even more removed, going for walks. Sunshine, breeze, birds, blue sky makes us feel normal. Nothing's normal. Nothing ever was normal. Where does your empathy stop? Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Where does your empathy begin? Sending out love and hope and awareness and bird songs as we keep turning. The sirens in the background, and we keep turning and breathing. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out.